Cilia as well. Anchorage will stack two players in front of the goaltender, including Kosabud. So Lindmark will take the draw. He's going to have to win it right at the net against Ben Almquist, the senior forward for Anchorage. Puck is dropped. He swung. He missed. And that's it.
Ouch.
How about Alaska Anchorage on the road? Upsets sixth-ranked Wisconsin 1-0 behind the goaltending of sophomore Jared Whale, who stops 41 shots tonight. A disappointing start to the Thanksgiving weekend for Mike Hastings Badgers, falling at home to Alaska Anchorage 1-0. Postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call was how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The football season is a non-stop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Brian Posick, I'm Ian Perrin. How about Alaska Anchorage? A team that wasn't a team just a couple of years ago after the school cut the sport, brought it back after some fundraising efforts, and Matt Shasby in his second year, the former Seawolves defenseman, after winning 8 games last year, has his team off to a 6-8-1 start this year. They've won on the road at 2 Big Ten schools, Penn State and now Wisconsin. Anchorage beats the Badgers tonight 1-0. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian and Ian here at the Kohl Center. Final shots on goal, 41-21 in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers had 17 shots on goal in the third period, but could not find a way to get the biscuit in the basket behind Jared Whale, who was outstanding. I would assume he's the number one star of the game. We name
you
our three
think?
Stars of the game. Ian Perrin, our three stars brought to you by Everlight Solar. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, obviously, Whale was the difference in the game. He was the difference maker. The couple times, especially down low, where I mean, he just guessed the right way. One time he made a left pad save, next time he made a right pad save, and it's all in the same sequence. And so he was not going to be denied this victory tonight. He was by far and away the premier player on the ice tonight. So we'll give Jared Whale, the sophomore from Calgary, Alberta, and the starting goaltender for the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, the number one star of the game. Number two star of the game I gave to Lindmark. It seems to me that he has been on a roll. He didn't score tonight, but he did kill penalties, and he was great in the faceoffs again, and he got some good offensive opportunities. He just didn't get a lot of help. So there's our number two star of the game. And I'll give a suck-it-up star of the game to Carson Bantle in the sense that he was sick, he gets thrown back into the lineup, and he made a difference in every shift that he played. You saw some great hands and some great moves, and then when things got a little bit physical, you saw him smack some people too. So Carson Bantle, kind of the motivational person of the day, I guess, if you want to call it that, our number three star.
Yeah, Bantle and Lindmark shared the team lead with four shots on goal tonight. Lindmark won 15 of 17 faceoffs, but Jared Whale with those 41 saves. Our number one star of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Our energizing performance of the game coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Yeah!
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
This men's hockey season, Exact Sciences will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, Exact Sciences and others will donate $21 in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. No goals tonight for the Badgers. So 39 goals for the season. Right now, $777. Make that $819 have been raised so far to fight colorectal cancer. Help us make this an unforgettable season for an unforgettable guy. The Badgers shut out at home by Anchorage tonight, 1-0. The energizing performance of the game, Ian, what would you say?
I gave it to our number three star, Carson Bantle, because he came off the bench in the second period when the Badgers were really struggling, made a big hit in the defensive zone, came back down, and just got a beautiful move onto the outs from the outside to the inside and went top shelf. And again, one of those deals where Whale got the initial shot, but our initial save, and then Bantle came back and did it again. But the most impressive part of it is he was out there for about 55 seconds, and the next thing you know, he's got a back check. Guess what? He was the first guy back. So I was like, hey, you guys on the bench, take a good look at this guy. He was not even supposed to dress tonight because of illness, but as a result, he comes back out and plays a whale of a game. So he energized me anyway.
Energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Badgers fall tonight at home to Anchorage, 1-0. We plan to hear from head coach Mike Hastings, and we've got scores around the country as well. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask No Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home. But did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You know, when you turn around and look in the mirror,
We've got to find a way to get a couple by him. One of the few times we went to the net real hard was a defenseman. It was Ben Dexheimer, and we ended up getting a goal. Even though it was disallowed, we made that one difficult on him. And you know what? We have to be harder in those areas, and our power play's got to be better for us to be able to put a number up on the board in our own building. So, disheartening night. Congratulations to their goaltender, and not a lot of time to feel bad for ourselves. We're going to have to tee it up again right away tomorrow.
Yeah, you were practicing all week on getting to the hard areas and manufacturing goals. Why wasn't it there tonight, do you think?
You know what? I think that's probably the million-dollar question, but yeah. To me, I look at it. I thought our start, after having the weekend that we had and the week that we had in practice, we didn't beat the guys up. We just addressed some things, and I thought we did have a good week of practice. And, you know, my guess is we did not take advantage of the opportunities that we had early. When you get a couple of power plays that you earn in your own building in front of your own fans, and we had an opportunity to get them into the game right away, and we didn't take advantage of it. I thought we were a little bit lethargic. We didn't move the puck quick enough and deliver it to the net and make him have some traffic with second and thirds. And they get out of that period. We're a little listless, and we extend a shift in the second period and goes in the back of our net, and we weren't able to get one.
Yeah. You know, this is fact. Matty DeSaint Fowle was a late scratch. Carson Bantle wasn't 100%. Those are two key cogs to your power play, right?
Yeah, they are. But you know what? Opportunities come from, you know, situations like that. And we talk about trying to be prepared for those opportunities. And our job as a staff is to make sure that those guys are prepared for that. And, you know, a couple of posts, some different things. You see, you find a way to get one. I thought the crowd was getting into it once we did, or thought we did. And you just got to be able to manage that and make sure that you can get one across the goal line to get a little momentum on your side. And we didn't do that tonight.
I tell you, after Dexheimer's goal was washed out, that play off the faceoff where Fitzgerald hits the post and the puck comes back to Tassie and he swings and misses, that was a great play drawn up and almost executed to perfection.
Yeah, you know what, again, there's moments in the game that you take a little bit away, but not enough, right? I mean, we're at home. We're back at the Kohl Center. We've done a lot of work to put ourselves in this position, but you know what? Watch it. Own it as a staff, as a group, and then go out and do something about tonight, tomorrow, because we can't change tonight.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, sure. Mike Hastings, Badgers head coach, after a 1-0 loss here tonight to Alaska Anchorage, and I thought I'd let him go after that. We can belabor the point all we want. Kyle McClellan, though, you know.
Let's beat a dead horse for
right,
a while.
Right, I know. I think I asked the same question four times. Sorry about that. But, you know, and again, Kyle McClellan has been good, and even in the four losses this season, he's given them a chance to win. He gives up one tonight, and you'd think you're going to win that hockey game.
Exactly. If you look at a goaltending score sheet and you see a .952 save percentage, you go, oh, that guy must have played well. Yeah, but he didn't play as well as the other guy who's got a 1,000% right. Goaltending percentage.
Right. Badgers fall to Anchorage 1-0. Scores from around the country coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a three-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
One nothing final here at the Kohl Center. Alaska Anchorage upsets sixth-ranked Wisconsin. So the Badgers, well, it's non-conference, so that's good news. We'll get to the only Big Ten conference game that was played tonight in just a little bit, but we run down scores from around the country. Actually, a tip of the cap to Kelly Sheffield and the Wisconsin volleyball team, handing top-ranked Nebraska its first loss of the season. The Badgers swept the Cornhuskers at the Fieldhouse tonight to get to 25-3, 16-3 in the Big Ten. One match left in regular season play for the Badgers tomorrow night at the Old Barn against Iowa at 7 o'clock. Non-conference hockey at the Turkey Leg Classic. That sounds like a fun tournament to play in. Merrimack beat Army 7-3, and Bentley knocked off Lowell 4-1. American International, a 5-2 win at Long Island. Omaha hanging on to a 2-1 lead at home over Augustana late third period. Top-ranked North Dakota, what is this, the fourth number one team in the country in the first 7 weeks of the season. North Dakota number one, but tied with Bemidji 2-2 late third period in Grand Forks. Mercyhurst a 4-3 overtime win at Miami. RIT beat 12th-ranked New Hampshire 5-4. Second-ranked Denver leads Yale 2-0 second period in the Mile High City. Number 9 Providence and number 13 Arizona State tied at 2. That's in the second period. Another non-conference game, Holy Cross 6-3 win over Brown. Union beat Stonehill 5-2. Niagara over Colgate 5-2. Western Michigan beat St. Lawrence 5-1. And Massachusetts outscored Harvard 6-5. The Minutemen ranked 11th in the country. CCHA, Minnesota State and Michigan Tech in overtime tied at 2. Bowling Green beat Northern Michigan 6-2. And St. Thomas about to beat Lake Superior State, Ian, 4-2. That's in the third period. Rico Blasi's done a real nice job with the Tommies on top of the CCHA.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just the fact that he brought in a different environment or different temperament or whatever it is, but you want to play for a guy who's hard on you as a player, but the end result is he's the first one there to pat you on the back when you do well and the first one there to kick you in the you-know-what if you don't do well.
Right.
But you just have to take what you get, and he's got those kids believing.
He does. He does. So St. Thomas about to win that hockey game. Atlantic Hockey tonight, Canisius beat Air Force 3-1. Sacred Heart doubled up Robert Morris 4-2. All right, non-conference games involving Big Ten teams. Ohio State beat Princeton tonight 6-3. Stephen Holliday had 2 goals and 2 assists, and Logan Turnus with 33 saves for the Buckeyes, who snapped a 4-game losing streak, just their second win in 10 games. The Badgers will host Ohio State next Friday and Saturday night here at the Kohl Center. 19th-ranked Penn State beat up on Lindenwood 9-3 the final. Jacques Boucault had a hat trick for the Nittany Lions. Aiden Fink, a one-time UW recruit, had a goal and 2 assists. He had a hat trick, 4 goals last weekend, did Fink, when they beat Michigan. Actually, you know, last Saturday, Guy Gadowski, his 200th win as Penn State's head coach, beating the Wolverines, and that was their first win since October 26th, but they feel good tonight, beating Lindenwood 9-3.
See, he's got 200 wins?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It just seems like yesterday they were saying, well, we're going to bring in these 9 transfers and play in our donated building. And
sure, yeah. Michigan's been struggling. Only one win in his last six games. Rutger McGroarty seriously injured last week against Penn State. Not in the lineup tonight. Dylan Duke got hurt. Marcus Stappa. They've been banged up a little bit. Michigan ranked 14th at 17th ranked St. Cloud State. They're scoreless after two periods of play. And Notre Dame, which was ranked 18th when the night began, got thumped at home by Boston College 6-1, just the second loss in nine games for the Fighting Irish. And the only Big Ten game tonight, and the series finale is Sunday afternoon at Mariucci. 7th-ranked Michigan State, 8th-ranked Minnesota, a 3-3 overtime tie, but the Spartans win the shootout. So they get an extra point. So with Michigan State's shootout victory, the Spartans now have 18 points in seven league games. They are 6 points ahead of the second-place Badgers, who've played six conference games, and Notre Dame, which has played six conference games. Michigan has 9 points. Minnesota and Penn State share fifth place with 8, and then Ohio State with 2. So that's your scoreboard here tonight. By the way, Wisconsin football tomorrow at Minnesota, trying to reclaim Paul Bunyan's axe. That's a 2:30 kickoff. So many of the stations along the network, Wisconsin hockey, which will start at 5:30, 6 o'clock faceoff, you may find on another local station. So check your local listings. Well, here tonight, the Wisconsin Badgers, after getting swept at Michigan State last weekend, came in with a 9-3 record, 4-0 at home for the first time in 12 years. Minus Matthew D. St. Fowl, their leading point getter, scratched late, replaced by Carson Vantle, who was not 100%. But despite 41 shots on goal tonight, the Badgers just didn't find the back of the net and fell 1-0. The only goal scored by defenseman Gunnar Van Dam from Ben Almquist and Jared White at 18:26 of the second period. For Van Dam, the freshman from Pittsford, New York, his first collegiate goal. That was it for Alaska Anchorage. As far as them individually, Van Dam obviously gets the game-winning goal. He blocked 6 shots tonight. Good for him. Anchorage's leader as far as shots on goal. There were 6 that had 2. The Badgers' leading player with shots on goal, David Cilia, he had 5. Owen Lindmark, Carson Bantle, William Whitelaw all had 4 shots on goal. But the Badgers tonight officially 0-for-6 on the power play. The last power play was a tenth of a second, or 7/10 of a second. They had 9 shots on goal in 10 minutes of power play hockey and just couldn't convert. It, oftentimes, to me, it looked like they were trying to make the pretty play rather than the easy play.
Yeah, and even when they did, when they got it back to the point and Dexheimer teed it up a couple times, Blatichuk teed it up a couple times on the power play, they were not first to get to the rebounds. They were not first to get to the tip-ins, except for that one tip-in that went off the post and every place else except the back of the net.
Right. So Wisconsin had 10 shots on goal in the first period, 14 in the second, and 17 in the third. 6 penalties, 12 minutes on Anchorage. Badgers had 2-for-4. Wisconsin was dominant in the faceoff circle tonight. Let's see, what was the final count? They won 34 of 42, according to the stat sheet. But puck possession's one thing. You got to bury it. And I mentioned the block shots. Anchorage blocked 23 shots tonight. Good for them. Jared Whale, the sophomore goaltender, with 41 saves, so he gets the win. He's now 5-6-1. Anchorage improves its record to 6-8-1. Kyle McClellan credited with 20 saves tonight, but he takes the loss. He's 9-4. So are the Badgers. McClellan's played every minute in goal for Wisconsin so far this season. I know head coach Mike Hastings would like to get freshman William Grama a look at some point, but after losing tonight, do you stick with McClellan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
In my book, I would. You need a motivational leader out there, and he's the guy. There's always the alternative theory that if you put a freshman in, people will play harder to make him look good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to make sure that he's successful. God only knows what's going on in the coaches' minds right now. I'm sure they're throwing all the different scenarios around in their trying to figure out what they're going to do for tomorrow night.
Well, you know what you're going to get with Kyle McClellan.
Yes.
You don't know what you're going to get with the freshman William Grama, so we
exactly
may see him
case
at some other point.
Yep.
So, again, the Badgers have lost 3 in a row after a 9-1 start. Tonight, there were 8,496 fans on hand to watch a game that took 1 hour and 59 minutes to play.
Again, the final score, Anchorage 1 and Wisconsin nothing. Maurice Jones at our Learfield Studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Great job tonight. Appreciate your work. Ian, always fun working with you. And why don't you come back here tomorrow and get this club a win, huh?
We'll give it my best shot.
Yes. And no more pie and turkey for you.
Nope. We're pretty much out of apple pie and pumpkin pie as far as the last time I looked in the fridge.
Never know. You got to hide things, man. You got to hide things. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Again, Anchorage 1, Wisconsin nothing, the final score. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill. And I'll admit, I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
His body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 16 tonight under cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 30 tomorrow. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 20.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Communities must have for strong democracies. But don't be silly, that's not part of the hedge fund business model.
You're listening to the best of the Rick Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
You know, one of the things I love about campaigns is fun. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, politics, while deadly serious and has consequences, and, you know, go back to my high school government teacher, you know, government decides who gets what. And sadly, the wealth class of this country, buying our as much as they can of our government, they've been getting a lot. But, you know, the fun part keeps coming up. You may remember we had a state rep candidate from Pennsylvania who did, you know, the should he cut his hair or should he keep it, you know, almost down to his, you know, where. And ultimately, the cut it crowd won. And he raised a little bit of money but had fun with it. I love having fun with politics, engaging people, bringing people into the process. And my next guest, as soon as I saw her, I go, this person's fun. That's why I've asked Iowa State Representative Molly Donahue to sit down with us. She's got this big green shirt on that has her name on it and that she's running for state senate. I love that. I gotta get one of those. Molly, thanks for taking time for us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
So how do I get a Molly Donahue pullover like that? I love that, that kind of hockey jersey kind of, I love, that's great.
Honestly, this was a purchase that I made for myself just so that I had something out in the rain when I'm door knocking to make sure that I stay dry.
So what's the emblem on top? What's the significance of that?
So my name is Molly Donahue. That's a little Irish. My middle name is Aaron, so it makes it even a little more Irish.
No.
And what I have on my symbolism is all Celtic lettering and the Celtic Tree of Life. That Tree of Life it's been part of my campaign since 16. I picked that as what I wanted on my signs and all my logos because I am rooted in my community. I was born and raised in my community. I've never lived more than 2 miles away from where I am right today living. And that's why I'm working in that area and running and serving that area.
So you're basically an institution there.
It is my area.
So now you've been a state rep for how long now?
I've been a state rep for 4 years.
And now we're moving on to the Senate. Going to take on the Senate there.
Yes, taking on the Senate. Liz Mathis is running for Congress, and this district with the redistricting here in Iowa is half of hers, and then half of Rob Hogue, Senator Rob Hogue, who is retiring here shortly. So I have big shoes to fill because half Mathis, half Hogue, and I've got to make sure I do it right.
No, I you know, just in the few minutes we talked before the interview, I'm like, here's somebody who gets something done.
I try, for sure.
Here's somebody who comes into a room and dominates you. And that's what we need. That's what working people need. They need a champion, especially in this moment. And I think the Democrats need people who are going to focus on working people issues. And we've been talking about this all day. I mean, the reality is, you know, the messaging machine out there that the right wing keeps throwing at us, it's about these fringe issues, when the reality is most people are concerned about kitchen table stuff.
Absolutely. And I am one of those working people. I, you know, have worked in the school district, part of the union, for 32 years now. Work with behaviorally disordered boys. Keeps me out of trouble. But it is about the people who are out there doing the job, putting the work in, and the fact that our wages have been stagnant for 20 plus years, but we've had record profit windfalls for corporations all across this nation.
Yeah, now education, I would assume, is probably one of your main issues, right, then? Well, as an educator? As an educator,
that is the number one reason why I ran. And as I grew and learned, there are so many other areas that also need attention. And so I have focused myself a lot on education, but then mental health, because that also kind of affects what I do for a living, working with the behaviorally disordered boys. And with that, I also am very concerned about the waterways here in Iowa. I used to be a kayaker. I still have a kayak. I hope to put it back in the water someday, but the water is nasty.
And why is that?
So much bacteria in it. And so when they're telling us that such and such beach is closed because of bacteria, or, you know, my dog got pneumonia from the creek, I'm not getting in that water if I know there's so much bacteria in it that people are getting rashes and sick. I don't want to be in there.
No, no kidding. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Cleveland, mm-hmm. Home of the Clean Water and Air Act. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, you didn't go, you dared not go into Lake Erie because it was a murky brown mm-hmm. soup of who knows what. And all the fish, they swam sideways with one eye looking up at the sky. I think they were dead, but you know, or they just swam funny. But you know, virtually everything in the lake was mm-hmm. was dead and dying because mm-hmm. of how badly polluted yeah. it was, and because of smart policy and smart regulation, yep. we cleaned it up, and now it's a thriving ecosystem. So to hear that here we are, 2022, and there are waterways in the heartland that are struggling, that are polluted. Well, that doesn't give me a warm fuzzy feeling, Molly.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're in Iowa, and in Iowa we need farmers. Farming is the backbone of much of our state's economy.
I noticed that.
The workers might be the other half, but the farmers are important. We need them, but we have to find a way to sustainably farm and maintain our waterways so that we have not just drinking water, but where places for people to recreate and want to be here and live here and play here, work here. And working is the other thing. I mean, who's going to come to Iowa to work if there's nothing else here?
Right.
So.
But you bring up an interesting point. The farmers, you know, and I've had a couple of conversations with people who have said, look, you know, we've got these industrial farms now. There aren't as many, you know, small family farms. We hear about them a lot. Political rhetoric, you know, aside, the small family farmers getting pushed out. The person who would care about the soil and care about the water and care about the land, they're not, or am I wrong here?
I think all farmers will tell you they care about the land, but at the end, there's, bottom line is almighty dollar. The almighty dollar. We cannot afford to farm from creek to creek and from, you know, every section of Iowa. We need to make sure we have buffers that protect our waterways. We need to make sure that there are things that farmers can do that will still maintain their profitability and keep the rest of Iowa clean. And it is possible. We just have to get people willing to do it. Family farmers are far more likely to do those things because the land that they are on is their life. I mean, it is all they have. That is their entire livelihood. And they have to make sure that that is good into the future.
Yeah. Now, I grew up in a city, you know, I very urban existence. I now live in a fairly rural area, but I'm still not a country person mm-hmm. by any stretch. But I still support farmers, and I still want them to thrive mm-hmm. because, well, I this radical self-interest. I like to eat.
Well, there is that. Yes.
You know, they're kind of important.
Yes. They're very important.
And we kind of want to help them. And mm-hmm. this is where, you know, smart policy can help do that. But also, yeah. and there's these moments where you help people by helping them not harm themselves
Absolutely.
Either. So we want to protect the environment, want to protect the land, want to do the mm-hmm. right things.
Absolutely.
That seems sane and rational to me, doesn't it?
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've always been a city girl myself, but I do know the importance, and I respect the farming community because it is important.
And it's tough work. You're listening mm-hmm. to The Rick Smith Show. We're here with Iowa State Representative Molly Donahue. She is running for state senate here in Iowa. Her website, donahue4ai.com. We'll get links out on social media. I can take a look at her website. So, you know, we talked about education. We mm-hmm. talked about farm stuff, healthcare. Again, that's another one of those issues that I think, if I remember right, you kind of think it's important.
It is important. And, you know, I can even specify not just any healthcare, but, I mean, we do need all healthcare, but mental healthcare in Iowa is 49th in the nation. And we have some problems with that. We need to make sure that our people have the necessary programs and doctors available to them. I can take it back to the farming. Farming communities, the farmers have utilized the mental health services more than anyone else over the last few years. So we know that we need to have mental health care here.
Yeah. I would guess the isolation mm-hmm. probably would have been pretty tough getting through the pandemic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But because of mental health, you have so many other issues. I mean, it falls into the schools. It falls into workplaces. If people can't get up and go to work in the morning just because they're having a mental health crisis.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we have the programs in place that they need to be successful and feel good and go do what they need to do. And
so what's the roadblock to getting anything done? How is it you're 49th? I mean, it sounds like, seems like, you know, this would be something that people would agree on. We want people to get the help that they need so we don't have negative consequences across whatever the spectrum is. Seems like should be able to get something done on that front.
You would think. Our governor shut down a lot of beds. So we have something like 375 beds total in the state. So if you have a mental health crisis here in Cedar Rapids and there are no beds, they might ship you to Sioux City. But how is your family going to support you and help you get assimilate back into your life if they're 4 hours away? Sometimes they have to ship you out of state because there's not enough beds. But the governor has shut down a lot of beds, and she does not prioritize putting money into helping people.
Yeah, I often say that, you know, the policies that we see coming out of our Republican friends, the cruelty seems to be the point. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's, you know, this stuff just seems hyper cruel and unnecessary. I mean, it just seems to me that a little bit of investment could go a long way. We used to understand that ounce of prevention, pound to cure kind of thing. There's a famous guy said that.
Could be, yes. The problem is that the party has moved so far away from people and seem to represent more corporate world versus the people. And so that conscience, that social conscience just isn't there anymore. Yeah. And you see that in the public schools as well, not funding the public schools. That is just paramount to what Iowa used to stand for. We were number one in the country, or we fought for number one in the country with Minnesota and Wisconsin for years. And now, just in 6 years, the governor took us from eight, because we fell to eight with Terry Branstad prior to her, at least Terry Branstad 2.0, because 1.0 Branstad was actually good for education. And then he came back and found out you could make a lot of money on tax dollars if you take it away from the public schools and put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And Reynolds has followed through with that. And by doing that, she has starved the schools, and you know, that social conscience just isn't there about taking care of the people first.
Oh, it's crazy. But I look at you, and the conversation I'm having, you seem like a fairly fiery person. How do you put up with this? I mean, how do you not? And I ask a lot of legislators this. Now, I'm not the most calm person. I don't think I could do your job. I think, you know, I'd be strangling people on a daily basis. How do you not reach across the table when you know someone is pushing legislation, is pushing something that's going to harm your constituents, going to harm your family members? How do you not just, I don't know.
Well, one, I don't really want my picture in the paper with a number underneath my face.
Okay.
So that does stop some things.
All right.
You know, I've had a lot of years of practice, because what I do for a living is not easy. Not just the fact that I work with behaviorally disordered young men that are in high school.
But isn't that all boys?
I mean, it's pretty much all boys. I say
all
boys.
Behaviorally
well, that's why they said I was going to be really good at the Capitol, because there's a lot of disorderly and poorly behaved boys at the Capitol. So they said that I would have perfect experience to go help out in Des Moines. And that's, you know, when I said yes in the first place. But the thing is that you have to just look at those people and say, it's not worth it to do what you're talking about, and just keep fighting for the people. Because I look at the people's faces every day that I work with in the schools, that I talk to in the neighborhoods, that I go to the neighborhood pub and discuss what's happening in their lives. When I'm looking at those people's faces, that's what matters. And you have to just keep putting in the work, and you can't let that divisiveness get in the way. You have to just keep trudging through.
Good on
you. Know, discourse is fine, but the divisiveness needs to end.
How bad has it gotten?
It's bad. I mean, it is. I mean, you look at the Republican Party, they aren't even allowed to come out of caucus until they've all agreed that they're going to vote yes. And if you don't, they will, well, the governor will run people against you and pull you out. So she got 10 people primaried and won this past year, her own people.
Yeah. No, it doesn't surprise me. It's what we're seeing nationally, this kind of this bully politic where you better be in lockstep.
Yep.
But what do you say to the people who say, well, the Democrats do the same thing?
No, we don't. We don't.
Would have to mean that they would be organized. And I always like the Will Rogers line of, I'm not a member of an organized party, I'm a Democrat.
I'm going to tell you that, you know, 90% of what we do at the Capitol, both parties agree on. Those aren't the big deals. Those are the little things that fix a little thing here or there for a little community, and maybe it's my community or maybe it's not. Maybe it's, you know, some other community out in Western Iowa. But most of the things that we vote on are bipartisan. It's that 10%. It's always those big things, you know, whether it be public schools, whether it be abortion, whether it be healthcare, whether it's, you know, divisive topics in the schools. I mean, there's just so many. There are some things that are just plain old, simple. We are down the line. We're one side and the other group's on the other side. But when it comes to the bills, they won't even bring them out unless they have everybody's going to vote for them on their side. And they don't even look at ours. So,
because they've got basically a super majority.
They have the super majority, and with that, we've lost all balance in Iowa. So there are a lot of people in Iowa not being served properly.
So a lot of bad things are getting through. And this is where the pitch to the
voters. This is where we are fighting.
This is where the pitch to the voters is, you know, bring some sanity back.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm looking at Iowa and I'm going, is Iowa the next Kansas?
I hope not. I would like to retire here, and I need things to change, so I hope not. But the thing is that, you know, if you know, we get some common sense back into the Capitol, you know, we probably aren't going to win the Senate or the House this year, but we can get some seats back. We can make it harder for them. And we've done a great job stopping some nasty things, but we had, you know, those 10 people over there that got run out by her own party.
Yeah, the message is
there. We did not agree politically, but they were decent people. And they're the reason why some of those things, they helped us prevent some of those things from happening.
Yeah, the decent people always seem to get run out. Mm-hmm. And I remember a time when there were Republicans who supported labor. Mm-hmm. I remember when there were Republicans who supported infrastructure. I remember when they supported, you know, helping people in their communities. Now it just seems all to be about enriching the wealthy and you know, giving more power to corporations.
Listen, I was born and raised into a household of Republicans, and they were for labor. So, and were labor. So, you know, it's one of those things that, yes, things have changed a lot, and it's unfortunate because you should never take the people out of politics. They are the reason for it.
Yep.
So that's, you know, people are first. And excellent. And I say it, I've said that since the beginning of time of my campaigning, is putting people first.
There you go. I love the I love the sweater. I love the shirt. I got to get one. Molly Donahue, I appreciate you taking some time for us. Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
The website, Donahue for AI. IA.org. We'll get links out on social media how you can take a look at it. It'll be that easy. I promise I'll get that one right, the important part right. Going to take a quick break right back here from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
You're listening to the best of The Rick Smith Show. We will be returning on January 3rd.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1945. That was the day that Paul Robeson received the Spingarn Medal from the NAACP. The award was given annually to the African American with the highest achievement. Robeson certainly fit that criteria. He was born in Princeton, New Jersey. He attended Rutgers University, where he was an athletic standout and valedictorian. He earned his law degree from Columbia. He was a successful singer, as well as stage and film actor. He was also an internationally recognized star, with singing engagements all around the world. Robeson strongly supported labor and working people. He was also an outspoken critic of U.S. colonialism. His stand for social justice made him a target of Senator Joe McCarthy during the hysteria of the Cold War Red Scare. Because of his alleged communist ties, in 1950, Robeson's passport was revoked. It took him 8 years to get it reissued. During that time, he could not travel abroad to perform. The International Union of Mine, Mill, and Smelter Workers invited Robeson to sing at their Canadian convention in 1952. Since he could not travel, he sang over the telephone. The union then organized a concert on the Washington State-Canadian border. Standing on a flatbed truck parked on the U.S. side of the border, Robeson gave a 45-minute performance to a crowd of 40,000 people. He started the concert by saying, quote, "I stand here today under great stress because I dare, as do you, all of you, to fight for peace and for a decent life for all men, women, and children." Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.
What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free?
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
This is the best of the Rick Smith Show.
So during the break, I was checking out an email that said that Americans don't really care about democracy. Not a priority, not really all that much on their minds. And in fact, they're saying there's an unprecedented number of people who do not believe the results of the ballot box. You know, they tend to skew to the far right, of course. Those are the folks who say that Joe Biden's illegitimate and he's never going to be my president kind of stuff. And look, I understand that. I get it. I get that the crazy on the right, off the fringe, off the beaten path. But do you really care about democracy? I'll tell you, the people that we've been talking to, they certainly do. And here to share some thoughts as we wrap up our first day here in Cedar Rapids, the professor, the producer, my good friend Brett Pransky. Brett, how are you, man?
Doing well. Doing real well.
So you buy this? You think that people are through with democracy? You think the idea that democracy is over?
No, not really. I think what we're seeing here is that there is a subset of the population that probably thinks that democracy isn't as great as it should be, or they might fight against it or whatever. But I think what we're really seeing is a very small number of people who happen to be really, really, really loud about it.
No. The other premise that they made, and it's something that I agree with, that people are concerned about the economy and people are concerned about how they're going to put food on the table. Democracy may be a luxury in these folks' minds, but I think ultimately when it comes down to it, I still think the American people, I still believe, and I guess this puts me in that believe crowd, I still believe democracy is important.
Oh, of course it is. I mean, none of the other aspects of American greatness exists without it.
And the reason I bring this up and the reason I ask about it, because we talk about inflation, we talked about the economy, we talk about education, we talk about infrastructure, reshoring manufacturing, we're strong unions, we talk about all this stuff, and it all comes back to democracy.
Exactly. I mean, without democracy, without our, rule by the majority system that we have in place, we don't get to create any of these other things. So I think that, for those who may shout really loud that, yo, democracy is over, or I'm not a fan of it, I just think this is, a few very loud and mysteriously well-funded voices.
Mysteriously well-funded. That seems probably to be more apt. Because look, at the end of the day, this is how we solve all of our problems. Elections matter. People coming together matter. So I wanted to get your thoughts on the event, the steak fry. I'll tell you my thought. We should be doing this in every community. This was a fabulous event.
It really was. I mean, well, first of all, you take the venue. It's the local Union Hall, a place where historically people have always come together, where community events have been held. And, we need to do more of this kind of thing. But also the people that we've been speaking to all day, we've been speaking to candidates of all shapes and sizes from all different areas, from all different offices, and people seeking all kinds of different offices, many of them, fairly local in nature. And while, while it's nice to speak to a senator, it's nice to speak to a congressman, it's nice to speak to people who are, who are polished and are in the game of politics at a very high level, I really enjoy speaking to people who are doing this at the local level, the people who can talk to us about issues and what they care about. And they're also probably the person you bump into at your kid's soccer game.
Yeah. Now, again, I come back to this, and you hit on it a second ago, the Union Hall being the center of the community. And this is something I talk about quite often. In order for us to re-engage with working people, I think the Union Halls are the place where historically we've had weddings and gatherings and all kinds of events. That needs to happen again. And in this place, this is what that is. And this is why I think Iowa, for me, has been so cool, is that it's a lot of the things that we talk about, actually in the works.
Right. And, when you think about it, the labor hall is the center of many things in the community. It's not just a gathering place where people can come together, go to events and functions and things like that. But many times the people who inhabit that hall, who do those jobs, are the backbone of the community. Many times, the good, solid paying, union jobs with good benefits are the jobs in the community that prop up all the other jobs. Because even the people who don't, who aren't in the union, who aren't working union jobs, chances are their employers have to, compete with union labor and have to, treat their employees better because of, you know, of the union labor in town. And so that kind of makes the union hall, you know, kind of a backbone of the community.
Yeah. Now tomorrow on the program, we're going to be heading over, while still here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, over to the Ingredion picket line. Those workers have been on strike, I think something like 75, 76 days. These are folks who, you know, again, you know, fighting for better wages, hours, conditions, opportunities. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so am I. I mean, the company there has, you know, has really done some dirty, underhanded things from what I'm told. I heard they cut off you know, healthcare on the first day of the strike and just did some things that you don't really see in other places, and some stuff that's just really, you know, goes beyond, you know, the products of negotiation, kind of back and forth you would get in a situation like this, and just borders on the mean and the cruel.
It is exactly what they do. And again, I'm looking forward to tomorrow from the picket line there at Ingredion. I want to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@therickSmithshow.com. Tell us what you think. Also, make sure, you know, October 22nd, if you're in Milwaukee, I'll make sure you hit us up for those tickets to see the Greg Palast movie, Vigilante, Georgia's Vote Suppression Hitman. Looking forward to that. Got a bunch of response already. People who are coming out going to say hello and want to see the movie. So make sure you email me, rick@therickSmithshow.com. Miss any portion of the program, make sure you grab the podcast. Wherever you get yours, you'll find ours. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
You're listening to the best of the Rick Smith Show. We will be returning on January 3rd.
You've been listening to the Rick Smith Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.